The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's Monday. Unbelievably exciting. I'm not seeing myself on the screen right now, but I think we should be all set. Folks, we've got Charlie Kirk coming up in a few minutes. In hour two, we have Kevin McCullough coming up, Douglas Murray coming up. But probably the most important thing we're going to talk about today is what is happening with this election. What I find absolutely outrageous, to be honest, is that we have a situation where the media, including Fox, is not covering what strikes me as not only the most important thing that is happening right now, but something so important that it's utterly historic, explosive, so explosive that if it's a third true, it is as monumental as anything that's happened in our history. I'm talking about uncovering election fraud, conspiracy that is going to upend this election and throw the nation into chaos, frankly, because many people won't be able to fathom this. So what am I talking about? Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. First, let me say that we have a lot of good news on our social media accounts. If you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, folks, this weekend we went from 131,000 subscribers to 140,000. In a weekend, we got 9,000. That's because I posted a video. Lou Dobbs interviewed Sidney Powell. Now, Sidney Powell is officially on the president's legal team. She's been on this program. The woman is a staggering hero. There are very few people on the planet like Sidney Powell. Absolutely brilliant. I want to play part of the interview that she did with Lou Dobbs, because this is the epicenter of what is happening. And I'll play part of it now. I'll play part of it at the beginning of hour two. We'll go to Charlie Kirk in a moment. But this is, let's just, so my audience knows, so you all understand what we're talking about, because you're not seeing this. If you go to the Fox News website, this is nowhere to be seen, even though it appeared on Lou Dobbs, who's on Fox Business. So why don't we, let's play that.
Let's start with Dominion. I strayed out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference,
keep listening.
We certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on, the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
Well, that's straightforward. It may take you're going to have to be quick to go through and to produce that investigation and the results of it. The December deadlines are approaching for electors. And just as we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, how critical are those deadlines and how urgent does that make your investigation and discovery?
Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
With these allegations, these charges, is the FBI already carrying out an investigation of these voting companies where their servers are domiciled? And in at least three instances, we know they're in foreign countries. Tell us where the Justice Department is in all of this.
I wish I knew. I'm not on the inside, so I'm not privy to that information. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired, too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law.
Folks, that is half or not even half of what I'm going to play in hour two at the top of the hour. In hour two, after my discussion with Charlie Kirk, we'll play the second half of Sidney Powell's conversation with Lou Dobbs. But the key is you have to understand who Sidney Powell is. This is not some talking head on TV. This is an extraordinary woman. John Zmirak keeps saying that she ought to be nominated for the Supreme Court. She's a tremendously sober-minded, careful, legal mind. And I just want to say that we'll play the second half of that. But just so you understand how crazy this is, we posted this on my Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. Obviously, there's no commercials on it. We're not making money off it. I just said I want to put it up there because I want people to stumble across it. It's so important. In a day and a half, we have had 1 million views, 1 million views. That is beyond anything I've ever seen times 10 or 20. It's just, this is that explosive. Perhaps more explosive is the fact that it's not being covered very much. She was on Maria Bartiromo yesterday morning. We've also put that up at our YouTube channel, but YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. If you want to see these things in full, if you can hang on till the second hour, I will play the rest of her conversation with Lou Dobbs. Before we go to Charlie Kirk, let me remind you, people keep emailing us, how can they get my books? You can get signed copies of all of the Donald the Caveman books at our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. You click on ShopMetaxas.com. They're all signed copies. If you just want to get the books themselves, you can go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. That's Mike Lindell. And the prices there are unbelievable. And to get copies of my books, I'm sending people to Socrates in the City DC.com. I didn't want to forget to mention that because people kept asking me this weekend. We were in DC. We didn't get to go to the rally. But so much is happening, folks. So when we come back, I'm talking to Charlie Kirk. I know he's going to have information for us. I don't mean to sound so breathless, but we're living in through amazing times. If any of this is true, it will be amazing. If most of it is true, it will be like a second American revolution. Crazy change in plans. What a day. We're going to be talking to Charlie Kirk mañana, which translated into Spanish would be tomorrow. And today we're going to talk to our friend Kevin McCullough. I think we warned you that we'd have Vostradamus on here. But before that, we get to talk to my favorite guest in the world. His name happens to be John Smirak. John, the situation Smirak, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, Eric. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, if people are watching on video, they see that behind you is the word Dominion.
Yes, I'm actually calling you from the headquarters of Dominion. It is not just a software program to steal elections. It's also a fantasy game.
A video game. You know how sick. Look, this is so serious. We barely have time to joke. I was just explaining to my audience what's going on. And to me, the biggest news is that nobody seems to know about it. It's not covered on Fox News. It's not covered on the Fox News website.
Of course.
The only
not.
Place that Sidney Powell, who is on the lawyers, who's one of the main lawyers for President Trump, you kind of think that she would get a lot of news. She was only covered on Lou Dobbs on Fox Business and only covered Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business.
Thank God for those two hosts. Those two hosts.
Can you imagine that it's come down to like Gideon's 300. I mean, that you have to come to the Eric Metaxas Show to hear about this. I want to talk to you about this because I want my audience to hear more. All right. What do you see going on? This is, to my mind, historic.
All right, Eric, we have two choices. We can believe the mainstream media who lied to us about Russian collusion, lied to us about Donald Trump with prostitutes in Russian hotels, lied to us about Nicholas Sandman and Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge, lied to us about Kyle Rittenhouse. The list of lies from the media goes on and on. Lied to us that the burning of American cities were peaceful protests. They have never paid a price for lying. There is no longer any price for the mainstream media deceiving us. The Atlantic Monthly made up a story about Donald Trump insulting dead military veterans. It was discredited. Everyone who was present at the meetings said it didn't happen. It was proven to be a cheap election trick. Did the Atlantic pay a price? No. The one journalist who got in trouble in 2020 was Jeffrey Toobin, and it had nothing to do with lying. Basically, the message is, if you're in the mainstream media, lie all you want, but keep it in your pants. That seems to be it. You can't get fired in the mainstream media for getting the facts wrong.
Well, look, okay? I just want to say, John, that to me it gets a little frightening. If I didn't have faith in God, I would be really freaked out right now.
Well, and maybe be freaked out anyway. Let me finish the comparison, Eric.
You can believe
all these people who have lied to you again and again and again, and would pay no price if they were lying to you now. Or you can believe Rudolph Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Lynn Wood, three eminent attorneys who are putting their career and their reputation, their legacies on the line. They are challenging the deep state. They are putting their reputation on the line and saying this Dominion software story is real. They have every reason not to lie because it would destroy them. It would incinerate their credibility. Even if they can prove everything they say, just the way who's that fellow who was Hunter Biden's Hunter Biden's partner who came forward and showed his connections to China? Bobulinski proved everything he had. Everything he said, he proved with documents. The media ignored him anyway, and likely they're going to try to destroy his life. Giuliani, Wood, and Powell are putting their very lives, livelihoods, and maybe their lives on the line. So I tend to believe them. They have a good track record. Sidney Powell, in her book License to Lie, exposed the abuses of the deep state, the abuses of federal prosecutors against innocent defendants. Giuliani took down the mafia in New York at the risk of his own life. Lynn Wood was one of the people to vindicate Nicholas Sandman. Again, one of the key things in judging a witness's credibility is their past credibility. So don't believe what the media are telling you, because they lie all the time and they would pay no price if they were lying now.
Well, right. But what's amazing to me, John Zmirak, is that we're at a point in this country when the ranks have gotten so thin. This is Gideon's 300, if people are familiar with that Bible story, where you realize if God is not with us, we are dead. There is no way, when you lose Fox News, for example, that you kind of think, well, what other voices are there out there? There are a few little platforms and voices. I mean, Fox Business Channel is not covering this, except for heroes like Lou Dobbs, who's a total hero, and Maria Bartiromo, who's a total hero, for having Sidney Powell on. But it's not like that network is covering this 24/7. No. And to my mind, this is a 24/7 kind of story. There's nothing bigger than this.
Well, then watch Newsmax. People should be watching Newsmax, which is covering this almost 24/7.
Okay,
right?
Well, that's
millions of Americans have millions of Americans have switched from Fox News to Newsmax, run by my friend Chris Ruddy. And they have Steve Bannon on there and Sidney Powell on there all the time, treating this like the major story that it is. And they've already lost Fox has lost half of its viewers to Newsmax. Let's make that 100%.
Well, I just want to say that I'm a huge fan of Newsmax. I've been on Newsmax a bunch of times. I know Chris Ruddy and the other folks there. And that thrills me. And the only reason I don't know this, what you're telling me, this is good news, is that I was away this weekend working really, really hard, finalizing a manuscript. I could barely turn on the TV. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, this is so bleak. This is so stunning. I mean, it's like you're in a war and Benedict Arnold goes over to the other side.
Yeah.
And you think, he was one of our best men. He was one of our best men. Benedict Arnold was one of our best military men. And he went over to the other side. And I don't know how you get a bigger story than that. That's just huge stuff. And so you kind of think, well, if God is with us, we're in great shape. But if you don't know that God is with you, I would just think that you'd say, this is over. The deep state, the forces of socialism, bureaucracy have swamped. The swamp has finally won. Well, but I really do believe, as I'm sure you do, that the power of prayer actually works, and that God he hears our prayers and he is going to come through. But I want to exhort people, folks, so much is on the line. There are people in prisons in China, in prison camps in China. There are people all around the world who look to this nation to be a beacon of freedom. That is what we're facing right now. If Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and these others on the president's team are unable to get this information out and to have judges and justices rule on this fairly, I don't know what to say.
We're experiencing something like what the citizens of Czechoslovakia and Hungary experienced in 1948, when there were supposed to be democratic elections that Stalin had promised Roosevelt and Churchill at Potsdam to allow these people liberated from the Nazis to choose their form of government. And the communists rigged the election, and the media reported the rigged election was accurate, and the few people who stood up against them were crushed and destroyed, and those countries were enslaved for another 40 years. More recently, the CIA overthrew the elected government in Ukraine and appointed the very corrupt people that made the Bidens rich. that was called a color revolution. And people are saying what we are being subjected to is what the U.S. imposed in other countries like Ukraine. We go in behind the scenes, we pull a few strings, we flip a few levers, we overthrow the government, we appoint people we want. That's what the deep state, they've done it overseas, now they're doing it to us.
It's just too mind-bending to take in. I have to say again, if I weren't a man of faith who believes in prayer and who believes that God is on the side of the righteous, I would really just be completely freaking out. I know that so many people are praying. I've been on a number of prayer calls. Thousands of people are involved, and they're crying out to the Lord of hosts, God, help us. Don't let this country go down. It would be tremendous to think that we could get to this point and that we could have an election stolen. I think people should be really angry. The very idea that anyone, a governor, a congressman, a senator, a presidential candidate would be open to cheating, that to me is that is another headline, because it's one thing, you know, for some corrupt mayor, but we're talking about the nation.
Well, Eric, I want to respond to that. I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but
20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll the back. Real culprits are the Republican legislators and governors who in the last 2 years have not fought off the Democrats' attempts to make cheating easier, to make laxer and laxer all the voting requirements under the ludicrous pretext of racism, as if black people can't be expected. Don't, you know, you can't trust them to have ID or to sign their own signature.
Yeah, no, they repeat the talking points, including Obama, who I now think is a bum. I don't have words to express my disappointment in our former president. We'll be right back.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery
folks
ring.
I have the joy of speaking to our friend John Zmirak. In a few minutes we'll go to our friend Kevin McCullough. John, again, I'm not up to this is such big stuff that if God is not with us, you know, we're lost. This is a big battle right now.
It absolutely is, and my hope and prayer is that God has not, you know, basically said, had enough of us. You know, there have been societies in the past, like the Byzantine Empire, the Roman Empire, the Habsburg Empire. They were basically good places. They had some good things about them. But at a certain point, their vices overcame their virtues, and God let them reap the consequences of their sins. We have aborted something like 60 million children in this country. I pray. But right now, we're making progress towards changing that. And it's kind of frustrating and painful as we have the most pro-life president in history. And as the tide is turning on the abortion issue, I pray God will let us finish the job. Don't let the deep state, don't let Planned Parenthood and their allies steal an election so that they can promote abortion and transgender delusion and socialism and communism around the world. I mean, think how the people in Hong Kong and the Uyghurs in China and the people in Taiwan feel right now watching what is essentially a Chinese-sponsored coup d'etat that is the finishing blow, the coup de grace of the biowarfare attack that they made on us by purposely sending COVID all around the world on airplanes while they locked down China in December and January. And Joe Biden wanted to let those planes come in, and Donald Trump stopped them. I don't think Americans voted for the man who wanted to give them COVID. I think they voted for the man who wanted to protect them from COVID. And I think the election was stolen. But I wait for the proof. I wait for the evidence. I trust that Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Lynn Wood are not incinerating their reputation on something that can't be proven. We got to get the truth out there.
Well, here's the point. I know these figures that you've mentioned well enough to know that they would not be blowing smoke. I know that. Right, I don't expect everyone in America to know that, or everyone listening to this program to know that. So I hope that they can get this evidence out in time. I know they have this evidence.
How the president could do this?
Yeah.
The president, if he gets all the facts, if they hand him an irrefutable case, he should use the Emergency Broadcasting Network to override the networks and deliver that message. They can't stop him. He flips a switch. He can make an address to the country over the emergency broadcasting system, laying out all these facts. Then they can scream and yell about it afterwards, but the facts will be out there.
Well, we're talking about that kind of thing. In other words, we are suddenly at a moment that I don't think anyone dreamt we would get to in this country, where it is like being in a war. It is a war. It's a different kind of war, but it is a war. We are fighting for freedom. We're fighting for the great legacy of this nation over 240 something years. And we've come to this moment where we're going to go one way or we're going to go the other. So my main thing to say, and we're going to have Kevin McCullough in a moment, but is that people need to pray. Now, if you don't believe in prayer, I sound like an idiot, but I don't really care about that. I want to say to anybody who does believe in prayer, pray for this nation. God hears our prayers. There is nothing more important than what we're talking about right now, because so much rides on it. This is one of those moments in history. Please, folks, pray. Some of you will fast and pray. I know that this is about prayer, because there is no way in the natural that this can work. I mean, when you're facing, you know, it's the battle. What is it? The battle for Rivendell? What's the name of the battle?
Which one? In
the Lord of the Rings, you know, the ultimate battle.
Oh, yeah. The Battle of the Morannon Gate. You know, are we on, by the way?
Yes. No. Okay. We've got another 2 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the Battle of Lepanto. That was where a massive Turkish fleet faced a much smaller Christian fleet. And the battle, it was in the late 1500s. And the battle would determine the future of the Christian world, because the Turks were conducting a massive slave trade, kidnapping European Christians by the thousands every year, raiding cities all around the Mediterranean. They even looted the city of Rome. Thousands and thousands of Europeans, of Christians, being dragged into sex slavery in the case of women, being worked to death in the case of the men, being raised as Muslims in the case of the children. And the Battle of Lepanto would determine whether that would get worse or whether it would diminish, maybe stop. And the Pope at the time asked the Christians all around the world to pray the rosary, actually, and the Christians won that battle. G.K. Chesterton wrote one of his greatest poems, Lepanto, about that victory, and the Pope made that feast day the feast day of Our Lady of Victory. And he said the people praying around the Christian world did more than the people firing the cannons and firing the muskets and fighting on the ships. And you know who was in that battle? Cervantes, the author of Don Quixote, was on the ships at Lepanto, and G.K. Chesterton weaves him into the poems. And the cannons at Lepanto were made by Beretta Company, which make the pistol that I plan to get when I get my concealed carry license.
I knew it was coming back to your pistol. Folks, this is serious. He lives in Texas, and he's not kidding. It's not a metaphor. John, thank you. We'll be talking to you again later this week. Folks, we'll be right back with Kevin McCullough. Crazy stuff. Pray. Hey there, folks. People often ask me the question, can you tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's right. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. It's my guess. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start pack 2, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you as it works for me. I think it could give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. Hey there, folks. What a crazy day on the Eric Metaxas Show. As promised, you remember Vote Stradamus. You remember Kevin McCullough? Well, we got him. He's right here. Kevin, welcome back.
The guy whose map was totally thrown off by all the cheating in the election?
Well, if people cheat, that, you know, Vote Stradamus didn't take into account cheating. Neither did Note Stradamus. So we're not going to talk. We're not going to talk about your map right now. I want to talk about the cheating. I personally feel like there is nothing more despicable than people trying to destroy freedom in a country like the United States of America and stealing and cheating. It is so despicable. I just can't believe anybody would say, like, well, maybe we should concede or something. I think to myself, wait a second. If you actually think that there was malfeasance and cheating, whatever, you don't have an option to concede. You need to fight to the death, because this is about democracy. It's not about Donald Trump.
No, totally. And Eric, I just buckle up, buddy, because I do not know what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And everybody is on pins and needles. You know, it's interesting. I started getting a lot less feedback. So when we were right after the election, everybody was kind of up in my face saying, fine, you lost, take it like a man, you know, do that sort of thing. And over the last 2 weeks, the more that the Dominion scandal has been like uncovered bit by bit, and the more that we are seeing, and I can go down a whole list for you from each state, how the cheating was implemented, and what I think Sidney Powell and Lynn Linwood and Rudy Giuliani are going to whack people with. I mean, you know, I got to be careful about saying that about the former mayor, because of course he took down the mob. But I think that they are ready to go after this. And Eric, I got to say, there's a piece of me, maybe it's a really carnal piece, but I want to punish these wrongdoers. I do not want to show mercy or grace.
What you say, it's a carnal piece. It's not carnal, because this is not a football game. This democracy, the United States of America, when we are strong and when we are not filled with corruption and when we are free, we bless every nation in the world. If you care about people around the world, you want America to be the country that God created her to be. And it doesn't matter who's president. You just want whatever president understands that and wants to help America be who she's supposed to be and wants to connect the people so that the people are actually the government. All this basic stuff the founders gave us. When you see people cynically, viciously undermining that and saying, we don't care about that, we're going to do anything we can to win, how can you not be angry? I mean, these are human beings, and you want to pray for them and you want to pray for their souls. But if somebody's coming at you with a gun, the first thing you have to do is take the gun out of their hands. The first thing you have to do is make sure they don't do more harm and murder people. And what we're talking about here is exactly like that. It has to be dealt with. Yeah. And if you're not angry, you know, it's like David going up against Goliath. He didn't say, well, let me pray for you, Goliath. You know, he understood that this was a life or death battle, and what was God calling him to do? And I think that when you're dealing with this kind of corruption, to shrink from wanting to bring those folks to justice is wrong. It's not a matter of personality or flesh. I mean, a lot of people can get fleshly, but I don't think we're talking about that, Kevin.
I don't think so either. And there is a bit of righteous anger in burning in my gut, because if the cheating is what we think it is, it was the most widespread. And here's the thing, Eric, I want to teach my kids that in America, we still have a kind of God-central democracy, a fairness democracy, a democracy that's based on truth. And when you start to uncover things, as Sidney Powell has done in the last 3 days that she's been on the legal team for the president, but you discover that the Dominion software and hardware system was actually invented, designed, and created so that Hugo Chavez could win his elections in Venezuela, when you learn that engineers from Cuba and China were some of the key designers of it, you know, those bastions of democracy, you begin to start to ask yourself a question. Well, why would there be any governor or any secretary of state that would have even taken a meeting with this company, much less be willing to implement it on a statewide level for 47 of the Michigan counties and some 30% of all or 2,000 counties across 30 states across the country? And one of the things that I'm hoping that we get to, and Sydney intimated it when she was on with Lou Dobbs on Friday, is that there is going to be a reckoning here, not just with what the Electoral College votes pan out as, because they believe that they now have gathered enough evidence when presented, and they it's a mountain load. They have to organize it. They've got to get it into the right compartments, and then they've got to present it properly. But when that's all done, there'll probably be some elections overturned on these statewide levels. But in addition to that, she said they have uncovered disturbing amounts of Hunter Biden-like graft. Those right. are her words.
That's right.
Hunter Biden-like graft going into the bank accounts of the governors and the secretaries of states that implemented this program. On election night, we also learned over the weekend, Eric, that up to 10 of the systems across 6 of the swing states were connected to the internet. We already knew from last week that the Dominion system, they were told in their manual, don't put in a password when setting it up. In the manual, it actually says, here's where you could put one in, but we recommend that you do not use it. Kyle Becker, former Fox News producer that's on Twitter, is uncovering a lot of this. But I got to tell you, this is just dumbfounding, the degree of the assertion that they were going to be able to cheat to this level and not be held accountable. Now, sadly, not one media outlet is picking up on any of this yet. But when people start getting put in paddy wagons with handcuffs on, they're going to have to cover it.
You're saying exactly what I have been saying. In other words, what could be more staggering than Sidney Powell going on Lou Dobbs, okay, you know, big name, saying what she says, which we posted on our YouTube website, the Eric Metaxas right. Show YouTube website. Right. Kevin, it got 1 million views on my website, okay? We're not making money off of this, but I said, we've just got to get this information out there.
Right.
1 million views on my website. You can't find this anywhere in the Fox universe. Fox didn't pick this up. It was just on Lou Dobbs. Also on Fox Business, you have Maria Bartiromo yesterday. She covers it. You go to the Fox News website, you can't find this. And I'm thinking to myself, this is scary. I am truly, truly stunned to see that we could be in a position now where the most important thing perhaps in our lifetimes, like a level of corruption and a level, is being suppressed, not just by the mainstream media, but also by a lot of the conservative media.
It's obvious that since the Suns have taken control of the network, that there's a very different emphasis there. And that was evident on election night. But I need to reemphasize this.
No, hold on. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with Kevin McCullough.
On the big screen.
Hey there, folks. In hour two, I'm going to play the rest of a conversation that Lou Dobbs had with Sidney Powell. So stay tuned. That's the beginning of hour two today. All right, my friend Kevin, what else? This is,
well, and I don't know if you've had Sydney on your show, but when she was working the Mike Flynn case, she appeared on my show a couple of times.
Yeah. She was on our show. Yeah.
This woman is probably one of the most soft-spoken, low-key, cannot be ruffled, but boy, don't cross her kind of people on planet Earth. And last week, Ted Cruz was asking the Trump people, saying, hey, can we get some more firepower to the legal team? Because you're really going to start going up into the appellate and the Supreme Court levels now, and you've got to have people that are experienced there. Fortunately, Lynn Linwood, who was the guy that helped the Covington Catholic kids, and he took CNN down and a couple of those guys. He's joined the team, and now with Sidney Powell, who faced the deep state, she faced down Andrew McCabe and those thugs that tried to put Mike Flynn away, and she didn't blink. They've got the right people, God-fearing people, I might add, that are ready to go toe-to-toe with this. And of course, with Rudy Giuliani, you've got somebody who took the mob down, and I don't think is going to back down one bit. So it'll be interesting to see if this week plays out. We might get the Supreme Court's ruling on the ballot extension in Pennsylvania. We might get the first of these bombs being dropped by the Trump legal team on Dominion. And friends, if we do, I'm just saying, Eric, you haven't seen anything yet. And everybody's just like, can we just be done with this and just move on and salute President-elect Biden? That's not a thing. And secondly, it's not time to.
Well, look, I was going to say that the one thing that I feel privileged to do is to tell people, stand strong. Do not be intimidated by Goliath roaring, because he is going to go down with one stone. And that's because God has ordained it. Folks, you want to be on the right side of history. The right side of history is called God's side. That's all that matters. And I think that I don't care what your politics are. If you do not believe that gigantic voter corruption or fraud is evil, is the enemy of every American, and frankly, of everyone around the world whom it affects, then I just want to ask you, do you believe in anything? This is a very basic thing. We're not talking about Trump winning the election. We're talking about the person winning the election who actually won the election, whoever that is. Now, if it turns out to be Biden, I'm not going to be happy, but I would like to know that whoever becomes president-elect and president actually was elected by the American people.
We'll never have an honest election again if we don't get to the bottom of this.
And that's the other thing, Kevin. Isn't this a blessing from God that this has happened? Because otherwise, we would never uncover this.
Well, and who else could be president and be willing to fight it? I mean, Bush and Obama and Clinton, they would have folded like a $2 bill. I mean, it wouldn't have even been close. And he sees the bigger danger, just like he did when he ran the first time. He wasn't doing it for himself. And I think that's what he's responding to. Other thing to be aware of, in Nevada, they've been testing the signature verification software. Evidently, 9 out of 10 ballots that went through, you could write Chinese and it would have said right, that the signatures matched. Right. Rich Grinnell is on top of that, along with our friends Jay and Jordan Seculo from the ACLJ. So lots of updates coming from a lot of different arenas. This week is going to be full of activity. You got to listen to Eric's show every day to make sure you're on top of it.
I mean, look, no joke. I mean, I want people to stand strong and mainly to pray, because I have to say, there comes a time when you cannot, you know, people say you could over-spiritualize something, you could under-spiritualize something. Yep. When there's a battle between good and evil, when there's a battle between freedom and deep corruption, folks, there's one side to be on. But I am saying it's a spiritual battle. And I'm asking you, folks, if you're listening to me, first of all, catch us in the second hour. We'll play the second part of the Sidney Powell thing. But you've got to pray. Get your friends. Pray for the nation. Kevin, we'll talk to you again this week. Wonderful to have you. God bless you.
Thank you, Eric.